Good morning, everyone. Good morning. And this is an I Am a Witness Wednesday. And I just thank everyone to the call. And I'd like to pass this call over to Minister Candy. Minister Candy, are you there?
Actually, Benita, it is me, Minister Tiffany. I am going to go ahead and take the call over. Thank you very much for greeting us and seating us spiritually this morning on this Be a Witness Wednesday. How powerful is that, not only on Wednesday, but on every day. So God bless you, and thank you. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Master's Call. We greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on this Be a Witness Wednesday. See, this day we're going to take it up to a different level. We're going to make sure that we go out there today, and I say we're going to minister and we're going to witness to three people, one for the Father, one for the Son, and one in the name of the Holy Ghost. And we're going to go out there, and we're going to be intentional today as we're fasting. This is our seventh day of the fast. As we are fasting and as we're meditating, as we're praying, as we're listening to God, as we are being detoxed, our minds, our bodies, and our spirit, great things are already happening in the lives of those who believe in Jesus Christ, because in 2012, all is well. So we greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings here on the Master's Call this morning. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside in Inglewood, California, and truly it is a blessing to be up and working for the Lord this morning. So we bless each one of you and thank you for joining us. See, the Master's Call started back on October the 25th, 2010, by our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts of Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon from Dallas, Texas. And I thank God for giving them the vision, and I thank God that they answered yes, because it is because of them that we are able to gather here every Monday through Friday here on the Master's Call, that our lives as believers would be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we wake up each day and we seek the Master. The scripture reference that this call stands on can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning, my prayer comes before you." See, here on the Master Call, where it's all about the Master, we start off this call first in prayer, and then we have a message, and then we end in prayer. And see, that sets up our day. I mean, some of us get on this line, and we have already went to God before we have got on this line, so even earlier than this call. And then there's some of us that leave from this call, and we go into prayer, and we go into meditation. And then as we're fasting throughout our day, we meditate and we pray to God. You should be at least praying to God at least 5 to 7 times, even if you say a 2 or 3 minute prayer. It doesn't have to be an hour, but communicate with God as you're going on this fast. And I'm telling you, he will reveal great and mighty things to you. See, we have an email address for this call as well. Our email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. If you're out there and you would like to send us a prayer request, if you would like to send us a concern, or, you know, just a shout out to say how blessed you have been by this call, if you have any questions that you want to ask, and if you are not signed up or if you have not received the directives for the fast, then I actually invite you to use our email address. Just put in the subject TMC Fast, and we will send those directives out to you immediately so that you could come on board and participate with us in this 21-day or 40-day fast that we are on here on the TMC. Once again, the email is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And if you are visiting the Master's Call for the first time, welcome, welcome, welcome. And we invite you to use our website, which is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Once again, themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. www.wordpress.com. And all of our messages from October the 25th of 2010 to this present day have been archived there. And I'm telling you, there are words for whatever you need a word for. If there's a need for hope, a need for security, a need for promise, a need for just you need to be lifted, upshifted, and gifted, then it is on there. So go and use our website. It's available 24/7 for your convenience. So I thank God for you this morning. I think we're in the middle of the week, and I'm telling you, January is moving, moving, moving. So at this time, we here on this line basically are threaded together by Artists International. Artists International, a Christian health and wellness company that started over 20-plus years ago in Mexico by the Diaz de Leon family and is changing lives internationally and nationally all over the United States of America and outside of the United States of America. And I just see, I hear testimonies every day of how these products are working. And if you don't know about them, then I invite you to use them, to share them, to get to know them, to know really what power you have in your hands through Artists International. I invite you to go to your back office and see the phenomenal promotions that just came out, which will be a blessing to you and to others as you invite them into Artists International. Visit the website, www.artists.com/Vision 2012, to see what direction Artists International is going in 2012. And if you're not an Artists International distributor on the line this morning, then I invite you to go back to the person who invited you to this call and ask them to explain to you what Artists International is all about. Do not forget, today is Wednesday, and we have a corporate call this evening, and I'm sure many of the voices here this morning will be on that call tonight. At this time, I'm going to ask Minister Candy if she would come to the line this morning and open us up in a word of prayer. Minister Candy, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Go ahead, my sister.
Thank you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bow before you this morning. We're here today because we love you, Lord. We are here today to call you wonderful. We are here today to say you are a wonder worker. We are here today because of your love, because of your kindness, because of your mercy, and the favor you have shown us. We bless your name today. We praise you this morning, and we thank you for allowing us to be among the living today. Father God, we acknowledge that you are all-powerful. You have all power in your hands. You are omnipotent. We acknowledge you that you are all-knowing. Deceitful hearts are but an open book in your eyes. You are omniscient. You are everywhere at all times. You are omnipresent. So, Father, as you inspect our hearts from your throne, possessing all the power in the universe, we pray that you see humble hearts, hungry hearts, desperate hearts to please you and to share the good news of your glory to others. Here we are thanking you for the Master's Call and Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, who founded this ministry. Lord, give back to them as they have so freely given of themselves for this ministry. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family and artists, as they are the vehicle you use to unite the ministry. We thank you for our speaker today. We declare and decree that nothing but your anointed words will flow from her lips today. We command those words to be free from any attack of the enemy. We command the airwaves and phone lines to deliver a clear message with the anointing of the Holy Ghost. We give charge to the angels to impart a supernatural blessing on every listener whose heart is yielded and seeking to please you. Order their footsteps, illuminate their path, and cause increase and overflowing of abundance in their lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Back to you, Tiffany.
Thank you, Minister Candy, for clearing the airways and the heavens for the word of the Lord to go forth this morning. Thank you, my sister. Our speaker for this morning is no stranger to this cause. She is one of the founders of the Master Cause. This morning she hails from Prairie View, Texas. After a successful 12-year career as an industrial engineer in corporate America, Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon accepted her call to ministry. Pastor Vanessa then entered at Oral Roberts University in Tulsa, Oklahoma in January 1990. She was ordained on January 15, 1995. She is the founder and director of VanNet Works. Vanessa Networks, a networking instructional self-improvement organization which introduces the body to the body by joining believers synergistically in the realms of business, academia, and evangelism. She later received her Master's of Christian Education in 1992 and a Master's of Divinity in 1994 from Oral Roberts University. Pastor Vanessa has been featured as an expert on radio and television in the area of prophecy, spiritual growth, Christian education, prayer, relationships, time management, and conflict resolution. Presently, Pastor Vanessa oversees a full-time Dallas, Texas-based ministry. She serves as the senior pastor of Gathering of the Eagles Worship Center and has also traveled internationally ministering the practical and prophetic word of God with Gathering of the Eagles ministry, along with teaching weekly classes in her Gathering of the Eagles Bible Institute. Pastor Vanessa strives to help equip the saints in becoming the most effective witness for our Lord Jesus Christ. Her unique approach to expounding God's word will stir you, for she is an anointed mouthpiece used of the Lord to proclaim the gospel for the kingdom of God. So our anointed vessel this morning is none other than Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. At this time, the floor is yours.
Thank you, woman of God. Bless you, bless you. Didn't know you were going to go back and dust that off. But I praise God for you, the Spirit of the Lord that dwells so richly in you, Evangelist Tiffany. Thank you so much, Minister Candy, for opening up the prayer. And it's so good to hear our new prayer warrior, Miss Benita, get everybody spiritually seated and greeted. And we started on Monday. We're continuing, as Minister Tiffany mentioned, we are in the seventh day of our consecration. We are pressing in. I tell you, for some of us who have done the first 7 days on liquids, I am going to be a happy camper, but I can at least get to some vegetables, some chewing, my little jaws. I wonder what's going on. But we're on a mission, and we're on a mandate. And that's what we started talking about on Monday. The theme that God dropped in my spirit as I sought his face for this year is in 2012, all is well. In 2012, the year of government, of order. Remember, for most of us, 11, it does mean organized chaos. Boy, God was shifted and sifted and plucking and pruning us. In 2011, every pillar, it seemed like, was being snatched from up under us, and a lot of stretching. And we thought it was just everything was going crazy, but it was really part of God positioning us for this year of 12, of government, of order of God, individually as believers and utmost for the body of Christ. And what he dropped in my spirit so strongly was to get the mindset right for the people of God, that through this year of government, through him putting down the foundation, a firm foundation. I have an engineering background and had to take a soils class years ago at Georgia Tech, and I remember so well the different types of dirt that were important when you put a foundation. If you live near the coast, what you'd use, and if you lived in the middle of the country, just how the foundation has to be firm. But it starts with the right mindset. And we talked Monday about Daniel's fast is our mission and our mandate. This time of fasting for 21 days for some of you. Some of you are going to hang with us for the whole 40 days through February 13th. And we want to get it in our hearts and our minds that really we all should be living a fasted lifestyle, a lifestyle that reflects God's order, God's structure. And we defined last time what a Daniel's fast is, and we went to Daniel 1. verses 8 through 14 and read how Daniel challenged his overseer to let him and the three other Hebrew friends eat just fruits and vegetables and nuts, no meat, and after 10 days to see that they would look just as well or better than the other young men. Remember, Daniel was in captivity. The children of Israel had, by God, had been allowed to go into captivity by one of their enemies in Babylonian culture, which was so different from what the Jewish culture, the children of Israel, were used to. And there's a prophetic lesson in that. You know, sometimes, like I say, when we have those dumb attacks, when we get hit with a stupid stick and get disobedient, God will use even those who are our enemies to chastise us. So don't be surprised. Read your Bible. I tell you, that's what Jonah was so upset about. That's what so many of the prophets were so upset about, because they were watching saying, God, why are you allowing this? Well, when there's disobedience, all right, that's another series. Today we're going to finish the seven steps for observing the Daniel's fast. We went through the first five, and for those who weren't with us, just a quick overview. The first one we talked about was be specific. We're encouraging everybody. You know, the world, the corporate world, motivational circles, when I travel, and many of you all are life coaches on this line, the world has it down better, but it's a biblical principle. Habakkuk talked about in Habakkuk 2, write the vision down, and though it may tarry, it will surely come. See, that's a covenant. That's a contract with you in heaven. Be specific about what you're believing God for. That's why even today when people have a discussion of what they want, then they what? Put it in writing, in a contract. Conversation is good, but documentation beats it every time. So we're encouraging you, what you're believing God for in these 21, in these 40 days, write it down. Put scriptures with it. Daniel was very clear. I don't want to eat the Babylonian food because it contaminates. See, I love one of my professors at ORU. I still stay in touch with Dr. Mayton. When I got my master's in Christian Ed, he used to tell us as we were training for ministry, he said, you know, if it's fog in the pulpit, there'll be mist in the pews. If you as a pastor, as a future leader, aren't clear where you're going, how can you lead others? If you aren't clear what you want from God, how can you expect all of heaven to line up? Secondly, fast is a spiritual commitment. It's a spiritual thing we're doing. Yeah, our bodies are feeling it, but we're getting so keen. Boy, since I've especially been on these last 7 days, just pressing in, just praying in tongues all day, and, well, you know, in my chores and going in, going out, really diving into the Word, I tell you, my little spiritual prophetic antenna has just sharpened, and we want to, because there is so much stuff out there, and we don't want to be deceived by things that may look like God, may sound like our Jehovah, but they're not. And fasting spiritually attuned you. We talked about that the Daniel fast involves spiritual as well as physical commitment. Daniel proposed in his heart that he would not defile himself. See, we start cleaning out our temple. And as you practice his presence, boy, I tell you, I thank God that during my training, Evangelist Tim's story was so key in my life, teaching all of us when we were in school how to tap into that place. And I've endeavored over the years, and next Monday I'm going to really spend that whole call with us practicing his presence, getting in where you can tangibly feel, sense. I've had times when I know I'm there and I smell the aroma of the Holy Ghost. No, it isn't just for the elite. It's for every believer as we learn to practice his presence. The third one is reflect inner desires by external discipline. Let's put a little time there. Reflect inner desires by external discipline. See, it's something to know what to do. Then it's something different to do what we know. See, we know some things we should never eat, we shouldn't drink, things we should do for our body. It's one thing to have a desire in our heart, but it's more important to put action. See, it's great to say I'm a Christian and I love everybody, but love is action. Love is demonstration. Love is manifestation. Don't just tell me you love me. Show me. I'm from Missouri. So we talked about last time putting some action with that. And then fourth was pray to see habits or hobbies in your life that hinder health or cause sickness. Pray to see habits or hobbies in your life that hinder health or cause sickness leave. In other words, there's some things we can do. There's some things we can change. We talked about actions and attitudes are important. You know, we got to get rid of the stinking thinking. We are eagles on this line. Stop the chicken mentality. Quit being so scared. We're past scared of something. When God shows us, we just spurred God. No. Well, if God is showing you, he's already equipped everything inside of you. You need the Holy Ghost and all of heaven is backing up. You just got to be the yielded vessel. We talked about sin will hinder you. There are some things in our life that don't fix it up, don't dress it up, don't spiritualize it, call it what it is. There's some sin we are doing, some that causes sickness in our body, some that causes us to not make it. Oh, I hear somebody say, well, I don't really understand. Well, let me help you. See, some people call it exaggerating. No, I call it a lie. You know, even something as simple as, oh, how was the meeting? Girl, the room was packed. There was just plenty of people there. Then you talk to someone else, girl, there wasn't even 10 people there. Well, okay, it's okay to see things by faith. And I'm all about, I'm a prophet, I see. But let's keep some balance in it, because we don't get help or hold unless we do. That was for somebody. Lack of health or healing can result in spiritual and mental resistance. See, some of us are just, when God says go left, the billy goat demon in us says go right. Yeah, I said it. No sheep is coming through you. That's why fasting and prayer is so needed. See, evangelists, especially those who are called to be evangelists, well, you're high-spirited, or try anything, got the mighty spirit. But there is a balance of, does it line up with the word? Is it the will of God? See, there's a lot of causes out there, but they're not all good causes. And even more importantly, they're not all godly causes. And we talked about in that example of repenting. Some things, just quit making excuses. Just repent. Some of y'all have said, I'm sorry in so long, you need to dust those words off and put them back in your vocabulary during this time of consecration. So we're going to continue with the steps of five, fast as a statement of faith to others. Fast as a statement of faith to others. See, fasting, Daniel was making a statement of faith when he asked for only vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then dared the overseer to compare his appearance with the children of Israel with others. We are living epistles. We are ministers in the marketplace. It always makes a strong statement to others. My mother's favorite line to us growing up is, I would rather see a sermon any day than hear one. You know, the world says, put your money where your mouth is. Come on, break it down to the lowest level. Do what you say. Parents, quit saying, do as I say, don't do as I do. No, you line it up. Don't do things in front of your kids that you don't want them to do. When you tell them, yeah, lying is bad, baby, you shouldn't lie, and then somebody calls, baby, tell them I'm in the bathroom, tell them I'm busy. That's a lie. That's a lie. And you're sending out contradictory messages. I know, go and say amen or oh me. See, we have to discipline our flesh. Discipline is not a cuss word. It's really our friend. And in this time of consecration, it shows us how disciplined we are. And for many of us, it shows us how disciplined we are not. And God has said something to me, I mean, since I accepted my call way back in 1995, really 94. He said to my spirit, he said, you know, I'm going to help you with something, Vanessa. I love my sheep more than you do. And I'm not going to promote you. I don't care how gifted you are. I don't care how talented you are. I don't care how much charisma you may have. I'm not going to let you bleed all over my sheep. No Red Cross ministry till you get some areas of your life disciplined. And see, I've learned over the years when I've seen people not go any further, and I've kind of even questioned God and wanted to pray for them and wanted to believe God, because God said, hold up, the devil is not that tough. I am greater. And a lot of times when you don't see things moving on, get in front of God, and he'll show you. He's an equal opportunity shower. Because every time when I want to act like I don't understand, he reminds me of his word. That's my favorite book, James 1:5. If you lack wisdom, ask it of him, and he'll give it to you liberally. See, when we get disciplined, it helps our flesh. It disciplines our body with this fast. It disciplines our soulish realm. It disciplines our emotions that need discipline. See, when we do the discipline of this fast, we'll keep healthier temples with the discipline. will help keep Shaniqua and Shanene and mean-spirited Marcus under control by practicing this discipline of prayer and fast. I love how Evangelist Tiffany was telling us on the call how she's so glad that she's hearing this theme in 2012 all as well, because when she was about to say something, go there, she heard that theme in her spirit and knew that they're not worth me getting out of position. See, this is your time to discipline your flesh. Don't you abort what God is trying to do for you, because you get let your emotions go haywire and then go lie to yourself. Come on, I can't help it. You don't understand. See, and I said that, yeah, I said it, lie to yourself. Because as long as you have the paraclete, as long as you have the Holy Ghost inside of you, you chose to step over that discipline and say something and flesh out. Just say you chose to do it. I can handle that because that's really the truth. Just say you chose to compromise in an area when the Word of God said fornication is a sin, lying is a sin. Don't worry about the big sin. See, James said in his eyes, in the book of James, God says there's no big or little sins. See, some sins will take you to prison, take you to jail. Other sins just keep you up all night. But in God's eyes, equal opportunity. And then six, learn the effects of the food we eat. Why are some foods good for us and other foods are not? We got to learn the effects. See, again, I mentioned before, in many cultures, they never dealt with the diseases that we face in our culture because of what they ate and what they didn't eat. In the book of Leviticus, it's full of the dietary conditions and the restrictions of the Jewish people. What is kosher and what is not? Yet our American culture fights the organic movement of eating healthy. Whatever comes from the earth, that's good, and that's God. And there's a subculture that's more concerned about an economic profit and longevity than a healthy, fulfilled life and a lifestyle that fulfills your destiny and purpose. Read. That's another four-letter word. It's not a cuss word. Read and believe what God's word says about your diet and what comes naturally from his earth. We all know our body will heal itself when it's given naturally what it needs. So on this Daniel's fast, if we eat healthy, and for many of us, we are detoxing our bodies, we will have the same praise report as Daniel did. And no, I'm way over, but this last one, 7, yield all results to God. Yield all results to God. Daniel said in the Daniel 1:13, as you see fit, deal with your servant. See, remember, the Daniel's fast will lead to spiritual insight. God will download some mysteries and unwrap some deep things of God. The deep of God will call out to the deep in your spirit, to those four young men, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. God gave special knowledge and revelation, and the Daniel's fast expresses a series, rather, one day of food abstinence after one to make your spiritual muscles stronger. These men fasted for 10 days. Wow, we're going 21. Many of us are going 40. Why? I got some mighty big things before God, and I need some off-the-hook answers from God, and I need to discipline this flesh. I need to pull sister girl's emotions in. That's why we're consecrating, because we need the directives. And again, Daniel's fast is our mission and our mandate, because in 2012, all is well. And on Monday, we're going to go through 14 examples of things to believe for and really come with your pen and paper, because I'm going to give you some scriptures. And we're going to, in the end of the call, practice his presence and evoke a move of God in our lives like never before. Father, I thank you as I seal this word, giving your people good understanding, godly insight, strengthen our bodies, strengthen our minds, but more so, Father, feed our spirits so that we hear a word from you. Speak to our hearts, and we will listen and obey. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Evangelist Tiffany.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for the phenomenal word this morning, and thank you for the 7 steps for observing the Daniel fast. If you have missed any of those steps, then I invite you to go back to our replay number, which is 712-432-1085, same PIN code 957. 877-677-POUND, or visit the website in about a half an hour, and that information, less than that, actually will be posted for you there. Minister Kathy, are you out there this morning? Would you come and close us out in prayer?
I'm here, Evangelist Tiffany. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Go ahead, my sister.
All right. Father, we come before you now in the name of Jesus. We bless you for such an awesome message that has really, really filled our hearts up this morning. We thank you for your servant. We bless you for her. We ask, Lord God, that you continue to bless her life, Lord God. Give back to her all that she poured out into our hearts today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless her parents, Lord God, as she is there to support and minister to them. I pray, Lord God, that you continue to download to her, Lord God, revelation, prophetic knowledge, God, everything, the word of knowledge, everything that you desire for her life. I thank you, Lord God, that it is in complete alignment with you as she has given us the mandate, God, and share with us what you have said for us to do on this 40-day fast. We bless you now, God, that we seek you. We turn ourselves, God, from what we do every day, from the food that we eat, and we choose to seek your face, Lord God, and the things that we want out of life, God, we can bring those things before you. And so, God, we're bringing before you now Armani, Lord God. We're asking you to soften that young man's heart in the name of Jesus toward his father, Lord God. Strengthen family relations as we're on this fast, Lord God, the Kill family, all the other families that are on our list, Lord God, that are asking for your intervention, asking for you to do a mighty work in their lives. Oh, God, our children, God, that need your help in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for it now in Jesus' name. We bless you for this seventh day of fasting, Lord God, but we know that seven is a number of completion, and we thank you, Lord God, that those of us that have locked in and say, we're going all the way. God, you seal this fast now in the name of Jesus. We bless you for doing it. We thank you, God, that you are Jehovah Rapha. We are praying now, Lord God, for Erica and that spirit of diabetes. We call it down and cast it down in the name of Jesus. Bind it up and say, you have to bow to the name of Jesus, spirit of diabetes. In the name of Jesus, we come against it. And everyone else that is on our prayer list today, we lay them on the altar before you. Jehovah Rapha, we're calling on you. Jehovah Jireh, we're calling on you. Jehovah Shammah, we're calling on you in the midst of our circumstances and situation. And we seal this prayer now in the name of Jesus. And so everyone on this call, in Jesus' matchless name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Back to you, Evangelist.
Amen, amen. We decree and declare those things to be so in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Minister Kathy, for closing us out and sealing this call in prayer this morning. To you, Minister Candy, thank you so much for opening us up in prayer. And to you, Vanita, thank you for spiritually seating us and greeting us this day. And Dr. Vanessa, I thank you so much because we have no excuse not to know what our mission and mandate is for the Daniel Fast. Thank you so much for that prophetic word this morning. And this call would not be what it is without each of you, the Master Call family listeners. This morning, we thank God for you. And our prayer is that you would today accept and obey the will of God to be that great minister in the marketplace, which you are. God bless each of you. We love you in a mighty and magnificent way. And God loves you best. And we will hear you on the call on tomorrow. Goodbye for now.